You ain't nothing but a hound.
Good morning, Arizona. Continuing in our four-hour broadcast, you've joined Rosie on the House, where we get together every Saturday morning with the sole focus of trying to become your best friend. We work all week long with our staff trying to put together information that we think y'all can use for use around your house, home, castle, or cabin. I want to give y'all a scam alert this morning. I want to talk to you about the emails that we've been getting at the office about certain questions on particular hot topics, but we also want your phone calls. It's an interactive show. We'd love to hear from you. The lines, we have John Jay and Romy have cleared all the lines for the outdoor living section show of the last hour. We now have completely open lines. You can get in. That's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes you dial in and all you get's a busy signal. But we have five open lines right now, 1-888-767-4348. We invite people to participate, and very often then we're overwhelmed. Like this morning, we asked for the first three texters to a particular product to win our gift package from Arizona Highways. And what did we get, over 100 texts this morning?
A lot more than three.
So we appreciate y'all's participation. The 9 o'clock hour is the hour that we hold open for you, those of you that are trying to get things done, a project that you're having trouble getting started, that you're having trouble getting finished. Give us a ring, and we'll put our experience to work for you. 1-888-767-4348. New home buyers in particular, we've got a scam alert we'd like to bring to your attention. There is a particular marketing company that is hanging little "We Missed You" cards on the front doors of homes that have just recently closed escrow. And it is nothing more than a marketing scheme. It asks you, hey, sorry we missed you. This was our first attempt. Please dial this phone number to activate a coupon card that you can use for discounts and all of these services. Just be really, really wary of those. We actually work with a lot of block watch programs and police departments that go around and ask local companies not to use door knockers or things left on front doors, because it's an indication to the folks you do. There's a lot of folks you don't want to know when your house is empty, right? And what shouts this house is empty more than a couple door knockers or things left at the front threshold, the stoop? So it's a coupon that says, sorry, we missed you. It has your name on it, and it asks you to call in this particular phone number to activate this particular card. And they all they're trying to do is get you into a database where you will be flooded with a never-ending flood of coupons and requests for this and that. And apparently up in Denver, several of these databases were hacked and credit records were destroyed, credit ratings for some of the new homeowners were destroyed. So just be careful. Our theory is, if you didn't ask for the piece of mail, if you didn't ask for the phone call, if you didn't ask for the door-to-door solicitation, ignore it. You don't need it, no matter how good a tempting tease they make for you to jump into something on a quick decision. Just don't do it.
I don't know. Obviously, they do it because people are falling for it, but I just don't know anybody that would do that.
Yeah,
they would see that and follow up.
Unfortunately, there's just too many people that do take advantage of it. They see it as a something that's too good to pass up, and they jump at the opportunity, and then it comes back, ends up biting them. So y'all proceed with caution, okay? Listen, we take a ton of phone calls and emails all during the week at Rosie on the House. And the one topic this time of year you hear us talk about it virtually every single week right now is this concept of super cooling. Even Mike took a call at the office this week on super cooling. Mike, what was that phone call? What was she? Go ahead. That's all right.
She just called and she said, you know, I read about the concept of super cooling. Yeah, I want to sign up for that.
That was our article last week in the paper. And she got the impression that we had something you could sign up for that would participate in it.
That's the great thing about it. You just start doing it at your house.
It is. And it's something you could do with little or no cost to yourself that you will see an immediate savings on your summer energy bills. I got another text earlier in the week. It was actually a phone call, and it was from Jim, and he says, yeah, I got a problem with super cooling. I said, what's that? He says, well, I'm on the very verge of retiring, and I like it now because I get home about 7 o'clock, and the house is kind of warm, then cools up for me to climb under the covers and go to sleep. He says, I don't think I'm going to be able to stay in the house with it that cool all day long. He says, but I will tell you this. From the summer bills before I super cooled and the summer bills since I've been super cooling, he saved 50%. His bills went down one half.
Well, did you see that email that came in two-thirds?
I did not study it. I did scan it.
So his May bill was 181. Started super cooling, and he's still on the 9 to 9. He's not even on the noon to 7.
Yeah.
So there's 5 more hours he could take advantage of just by switching the rate at his utility company. But his June bill with 2 more days than May was $42. He went from $181 to $42.
Moving into the hotter part of the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So super cooling continues to be a super hot topic at Roseanne House. We try and get people focused on it because it is a very, very easy way to you to save money during the summer when your bills are generally higher, when you're down here below 5,000 feet underneath the Mogollon Rim. Up on top of the rim, it's your high bills are always in the winter, and this won't work for you. The other thing we're seeing a lot of requests for are mother-in-law quarters. We got a call from a listener that lives out in the far north part of the valley on a couple of acres, got some room, got, you know, areas to do things, and they wanted to build a guest casita in the backyard. And so we were on the phone together, and I asked their address, and I went on Google Earth, and I was able to look at the house right there while I had the family on the phone. And I said, well, I can tell you this. There's plenty of room on the backside of your property. She talked to me through where the septic tank was and where the electric came through and where the water came through. I says, it would fit right here in about this corner off to the side of the swimming pool. It would be very attractive. It would look great. But for me to come up there and build a custom, basically a custom home of 500 to 700 square feet, is going to cost you about $350 a square foot. So we're going to be talking about the $200,000 range. So we talked some more. That was beyond what they wanted to spend. I encourage them to go look at modular homes and see they had the room. It would be easy just to pull one in the back and drop it on a foundation. And in fact, that's what they elected to do. So they went over and picked out a beautiful Cavco at about 600 square feet, Cavco built right here in the valley, and they're going to drop it on a foundation. They're going to connect it to the electric system, and it's going to be a standalone guest casita, custom built for them in finishes that come very close to matching the house, and they're going to do all of that for under $100 a square foot. So they're saving a ton that way. And then we're visiting with some folks that want to add a second story addition to their home. It's become really the number two requested activity that we're seeing at Roseanne House. The other thing I want to talk about is we desperately need a handyman in the East Valley that's Rosie certified. We are getting more and more and more requests all the time. If any of you know a handyman, or if you are a handyman that thinks you can get background checked and drug checked and make it through the Roseanne House screening process, and you want to grow, you're going to need to want to grow. You're going to have to be a good manager, not just a good handyman. We'd love to know who you are, because our residents in the Far East Valley are not getting quite the help they need in getting those small jobs done.
And you have to be licensed. There's a handyman exemption where you don't have to be licensed, but that's not going to get you on Rosie on the house. We could also use one in Tucson, and an electrician in Prescott as well would be another void we're looking to fill. Is a good mountain electrician that doesn't mind traveling over the what they call the mountain, the other side of the mountain, to Cottonwood, and back and forth over Mingus. One of our newest partners to the network is Sun Valley Solar Solutions. We now have three great solar companies that service the state of Arizona. And they've done something pretty neat. A lot of people that have SRP have been told solar won't work for them. Well, they've kind of gotten a little trick up their sleeve and helps with advanced home systems. You mentioned super cooling earlier. That's who we learned how to do super cooling from. They've teamed up and have a pretty unique solution for SRP clients. So you can find them at the solar category at rosieonthehouse.com. That's Sun Valley Solar Solutions. Welcome to the Rosie on the House team.
All right. We've got calls lining up here. We've got George. We've got Frankie. We've got Johnny. We've got Cindy. There is still one open line at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to take a really quick break here, get caught up with a little commercial break, and then we're going to come back and boom, dive right into the lines for you, the Arizona homeowner. Let's see how many different questions we can answer as quick as we can. We've got an issue on low water pressure. We've got actually someone wants to come on and give us a testimony about how super cooling is working for them as well. They have a paint question. And then we've got a question on, they'd like our opinion on water softeners. Oh, I have one of those opinions.